Day 24. I surrender all. Let's read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Titus chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and a soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you. One of the hardest battles of life is learning to sacrifice our reputation and ambitions. It is so hard to be misunderstood and not justify our actions. People can often interpret our generosity as interfering or our advice as pressure, and our well-meant actions can be falsely accused. When this happens, it's not easy to discipline your tongue and let the accusation pass without comment. One of the greatest sacrifices we give to God is our reputation. Will you be obedient, whatever the reaction of your family and friends around you? Usually, somewhere along the path, God will ask you to do something that will be misunderstood and not help your self-image. Noah was asked to build an ark miles away from any sea. You may be asked to sacrifice a job without knowing what the future holds, or like Abraham, told to change where you live without really knowing where you're going. I remember when God told Gordon to leave the army. It was hard to tell his parents. They had been an army family for years, and they were proud of their son's achievements. So when he told them he was leaving and had no job yet, this caused confusion and seemed to lack wisdom. To his family, Gordon looked irresponsible and foolish, but to God he was obedient. Later, Gordon's parents understood the decision and respected him greatly, but at the time it was tough. I remember while living in Malaysia, listening to some teaching by Mike Bickle. I was just beginning to speak in public, so the platform experience was very new to me, and I loved it. However, I felt confused by this passion to preach because of my awareness of the need for humility. In this teaching, Mike Bickle describes two challenges that we need to overcome: the drive to make ourselves king, and the time when others want to make you their king, with all that the popularity game entails. First, he explained the need to balance the strength of the call with the self-seeking ambition for reputation and greatness. He taught me to distinguish between the personal desire to make myself king and the striving that makes you too aware of position and prominence, and the call of God, which has an urgency all of its own. Basically, we need to recognize that if the motivation for an activity is God-centered, it will make God look greater, and our commitment to the cause will not diminish even when criticism comes. But if the vision is more self-seeking, when trouble comes, we compromise our language or change our focus in order to keep our popularity. If our reputation matters too much, then our activity has become more about us than about God and His name. However, once you've learnt to handle the battle of your reputation, the next battle I've discovered is more subtle. How should we react when others want to make us king? In other words, how will we respond when people start to say things like, "I like your preaching better," or "I wish you were my friend," or "I think you're much nicer than my parents"? Will we let these compliments boost our pride and elevate our image of ourselves? Even well-meant compliments can be dangerous seed that stirs illegitimate, self-seeking ambitions. We need to deal speedily with these thoughts and temptations, with every ambitious attitude of self-promotion, and not entertain other people's plan to promote us beyond our place. Let God make a way for you, and do not strive. Let us pray. Help me to give you, God, a willing sacrifice of my ambitions, dreams, and plans. Help me to do what is right, even when I know I could be blamed or misunderstood. Let me fear you more than the loss of my reputation. Teach me your wisdom to deal with every temptation to make myself king, or others' pressures to wrongly promote me. Thank you, Father, for this grace. Amen.